In our recent election survey, many of you asked for more information on Washington's ballot initiatives. NWPB's Susan Shane reports on I-2117, which would repeal the Climate Commitment Act.
That one's there. It's called a York. That's all I know.
Fung Brown is showing me her AC compressor. Brown is retired and lives in Walla Walla. Her house was built in the 1890s. It has an old gas furnace and an old air conditioner. This past summer, the AC broke. Brown came home from volunteering to find it was 92 degrees inside. Her two little dogs, Buster Brown and Missy Lorraine, were panting hard.
These guys stay home by themselves, so they need to be comfortable. They're my kids.
Brown won't have to worry about that next summer because she's getting an energy-efficient heat pump. It will heat and cool her home. The heat pump will help Brown save on utility bills. Compared to her gas furnace, it will also cut her CO2 emissions by more than 90% over the next 15 years. That matters because CO2 is a greenhouse gas that contributes to climate change. Installing a heat pump can cost upwards of $10,000.
They show me the cost. It's really high. I say, okay, I don't make that, so I'm glad you're footing the bills.
Brown's heat pump is being paid for with funds from the Climate Commitment Act, or CCA, a law that could get repealed on Election Day. The CCA went into effect in 2023. It's the main way Washington is trying to get to net zero carbon emissions by 2050. The law established a so-called cap and invest program in the state. Here's how it works. Washington put a cap on the amount of CO2 that the state can emit. That cap will go down over time. Big businesses must pay for credits to release greenhouse gases. In theory, as the CO2 cap falls, the cost of those credits will rise. That should incentivize businesses to pollute less. In the meantime, those big polluters' payments are invested into programs that combat climate change. Washington's Cap and Invest program raised $1.8 billion in its first year. That helped fund things like EV charging stations, electric school buses, and heat pumps, such as the one Brown is getting.
The list is really extensive.
That's Stephanie Noren. She's with Climate Solutions, a regional nonprofit. She thinks the CCA is a good way to hold polluters accountable.
If large businesses are going to cause pollution, they're going to emit CO2, methane, other things in the atmosphere, they might as well pay to do it.
But not everyone feels the same. Hence, Initiative 2117, which would repeal the CCA. I-2117 was sponsored by Let's Go Washington, a PAC founded by hedge fund manager Brian Haywood. The group says the CCA has pushed up gas prices while doing little to curb carbon emissions. One analysis suggests that the CCA did lead to an average gas hike of 27 cents per gallon. But the emissions question won't be answered for a while, as that data is on a lag. Todd Myers works on environmental issues at the Washington Policy Center, a conservative think tank. He's critical of the CCA.
A lot of this is about faith in ideology and a desire to feel like you're doing something rather than demanding actual results.
Myers says many of the CCA's programs aren't focused on metrics and that too much money goes to government overhead.
We need a different approach that is focused on individual action and individual empowerment to reduce emissions, rather than saying, we face an existential crisis, let's trust the politicians to fix it.
One thing that's certain, other states are looking to Washington's Cap and Invest program as a model. If I-2117 passes and the CCA is repealed, that could have ripple effects across the country. I'm Susan Shane, reporting.